Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. It's a big day for me.
Why?
Summer House Trailer Day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as discussed in like last week's Patreon bonus episode, like Summer House is like one of my fan favorites.
Of course.
I finally remember I've talked about this 25 times on the podcast, like crying during the first COVID Summer House.
Oh my God. Is Kyle Cook your favorite person on Bravo?
No, but I love him.
So it's like him, Candace.
Yeah. Oh, those are two of my deepest loves. Yes,
okay.
For sure. So, Summer House Trailer Day, we saw it coming.
I saw you, like, begging on your knees on today for Bravo knees. To post.
Stop, because, like, one of the accounts that, like, knows what they're talking about was, like, Summer House Trailer today.
What account is that?
I don't remember. It's one of the ones. Okay. You would know it if you saw it.
Okay.
I quote tweeted it, so you can see it for yourself.
Okay.
So I believe it. And then I believed I received. So it's coming February 22nd, a Thursday, which I'm not loving because I don't think they were on Thursdays.
I don't think so either.
Last year. And it's what we were waiting for. And we actually like open with what we were waiting for.
Yeah, which I think is strategic. And I trust the editors that we will get more, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just getting like a minute, really, of the fateful day where Carl summons Lindsay for a filmed conversation.
And the bride wore white.
She was wearing white head to toe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I appreciated like the cinematography to start us with. Like we're in the city. We're getting a little like choral music a la Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes sense because, like, it's like bride, like wedding vibes.
Yeah.
Like walking down the aisle. I would have loved this. Now, you may like say to yourself, like, oh, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. No. Let's do like a slow down, stripped down, Bananarama, Cruel Summer.
What does that mean?
You know the song, It's a Cruel.
Oh yeah.
But then like we start with like the lyrics like leaving me here on my own.
Yeah.
Like slow, dramatic, instrumental. That would have been like they need me in the room.
Yeah, they really do.
They really
like
do.
You workshop this in like mere hours? Don't you have a job?
Well, no. I mean like I've been fantasizing about it for months, yeah, really.
Gooning to Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
You know, Brennan, everyone knows Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Get no, I town. Know, but I didn't, like, I didn't, I know the name Bananarama, but I know mm-hmm. the song, obviously, mm-hmm. but I didn't know the name and sure, artist sure, together, sure. you know?
Okay. So we're starting off with that, and I gotta say, like, that even the editing for, like, the minute that we got was, like, genius of the conversation, her Lindsay going into the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
Carl like talking to the camera, being like, I know how this is gonna go. She's gonna spin this, she's gonna say she's blindsided, she's on the phone, I was blindsided. And he's like, oh, like, were you blindsided or were you blind to what was going on this past year?
Whose side are you on here?
Okay, so we were talking about this in one of the group chats. And I was like, I'm not sure who to be on yet. I think, like, people are loudly on one side or the other on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I want to, like, give everyone the opportunity to like, make their case.
Yeah, I just think I tend to go on the Lindsay side. Because if Carl's sitting here having conversations on camera with his mother and his stepdad
okay.
about how it's not gonna work out or how we're not gonna, I would never marry you because I'm a minister
yeah.
type of thing. I mean, like, that's nefarious. That's pre-planned.
Is that not possibly a post-mortem conversation?
It possibly is.
I read it as that.
Oh, I read it as a pre.
No, I read it as like, Because his argument is, I went into the conversation not calling off the wedding. So to me, it's like, this is my mom and stepfather, like, supporting the outcome of that decision, of that conversation that took place.
Okay. I read it differently.
Yeah. So that's why, like, that's why you can't go in so strongly team.
I know, but I feel like Carl tends to bring in the mom for things sympathy. To make him look sympathetic. And that could be either before or after. Yeah. But I used to be the biggest Carl stan in the world.
Yeah.
Most attractive man in the world to me at one point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I can stand with him at this point. And I'm ready to eat crow if, like, he ends up being, like, Father God later.
Father God. Okay, so I'm going to use last season as, like, a comparison, because going into it, it was like, okay, Danielle and Lindsay, this friendship is torn asunder, and who's to blame? It's like, well, obviously Lindsay, as we were going into it last year. And little do we know what a terror Danielle actually was last summer.
Okay.
During that engagement party.
Okay.
And like that, leading up to that. Remember?
Yeah, but you also, while you're trying to make some sort of argument about, like, seeing something differently before you see the whole season,
yeah,
you're also making the argument that Lindsay is untouchable and a queen.
Am I? I don't think that I am. No, I'm interested and will be entertained to watch it play out either way, because I find the shit that goes on here generally so much more interesting than what happens on Bravo in generally.
Yeah.
Because it's like real stuff.
Of course. Yeah. And also, like, to say the Carl and Lindsay relationship has been toxic from the jump anyways.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they both have their, like, weird faults, but they came to each other because
they needed each other in that moment.
Exactly.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Just the timeline for Lindsay. Oh,
the receipts. Timeline. Proof.
We'll get to that later. All right.
All right, but there's more to the story than just these two.
Well, yeah, then we get the antics.
And we get the antics, which actually, like, I'm glad there was only so much antics.
Sure.
I feel like it wasn't as annoying as the post-Winterhouse tease. There was only antic.
Right. We got actual, like, things happening in the house, which is great. Yeah. I think strong suit, they added two new men.
Oh, yeah. We usually, like, know their names as we're covering this, but we forgot to.
And their names were posted online. We've, like, seen them reported for however long.
Oh, yeah.
And like you were saying at dinner, like they seem to be friends.
Yeah, these two men seem to be friends.
And yeah, we need a new energy in this house.
It's hard to get a man to stick here. And I think part of the problem is like, oh, just it's a random man coming in.
Yeah.
We need two men to come in.
This sounds so stupid. We're like, more men.
Well, I mean, last season, while I enjoyed last season, it was a very strange, like, 8 women and 3 men season.
Yeah. And like, a lot of people were in couples. Mm. We need like single people to be around. That being said, one of the men is like relentlessly hitting on Paige. Like, who wouldn't?
Mm.
But then that becomes a controversy at a dinner, yeah, which is good. And Kyle is stirring the fucking pot.
Well, I mean, he is house father.
Also, why does he always have to put his penis in like a small little device? Last year was the cowboy hat. There's another thing this year.
A shell, I think.
It's like, come on. I've seen that kink online. Just go there.
Putting it in a device.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't need
it took,
it on Bravo.
It took me a second. It took me a second. Oh my God. I'm like crying. Not Kyle. Okay. There's trouble a brew with like Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah.
Sierra.
Because he doesn't let her speak up.
Mm.
Classic man who has his thing and one of those little things.
A device. Okay. We got Sierra. Sierra's hooking up with one of the new boys too.
Yeah. The one who I'm a little more attracted to because he's less conventionally attractive.
Okay. So I would say it's the two new boys are as if like you took Corey Kiefer and like you split him into two different men. Not quite a Pokemon evolution. Actually,
oh, not Pokemon, please.
So Pokemon, like, actually, so there are evolution lines that split off. So maybe this is like one of those split off lines. Like you get like a Vileplume, you get a Blossom.
Where's Misty? Where's Brock?
Oh my God, there's a lot of discussion about Misty and Brock this week. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so we got that. And then it's kind of like blink and you miss her, Gabby's main cast.
Well, yeah, but she had the comedy moment of the trailer.
She had the comedy moment at the very end, the do I look inbred moment, but for Summer House instead of Salt Lake City.
It wasn't about being inbred.
No, it was about her makeup being beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm liking Danielle even in the trailer.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's time for our weekly
Alexis Bellino update.
Yeah, it's like from the people who brought you the Barbara Kay update, from the people who brought you the Realtor Ann update.
We just got reminded of having a Realtor Ann update in the past because Jess, who has been on the show a couple times,
yeah,
found a Facebook message from me where we were replying to an email she sent us about Realtor Ann. Realtor Ann, for people who don't know, was once Luann's best friend on Roni.
Speaking of, Barbara Kay's birthday this past week celebrated with Elise Lane and Realtor Ann.
Those are the dolls. Add them to new Roni, please.
Like, that should be like Roni 3.0. Yeah. Like, let's just start from scratch all over again.
Okay, so we're going to an Alexis Bellino update.
Mm.
And this is the most confirmation that we've had so far.
I'd say it's like Bible adjacent. It's like, okay, there's the four testaments. Like, this is the fifth one.
Yeah, so this is from page 6, written by Evan Real, who I met in the bathroom at BravoCon.
Believe Evan Real.
Yeah, so headline is, RHOC alum Alexis Bellino gets, quote, formal offer to rejoin series amid John Jansen relationship.
Mm.
And the article reads, the second coming of Jesus Jugs might be upon us.
I mean, that's Pulitzer Prize winning writing right there.
Yeah, give Evan his pulley.
Give Evan his pulley.
A Real Housewives of Orange County alum, Alexis Bellino, has received a formal offer to rejoin the series for season 18, but is yet to accept it. Multiple sources exclusively tell Page Six. Notably, she's been she's been asked back to the reality show as her relationship with John Jansen, the ex of OC veteran Shannon Bedore, heats up.
Mm.
Quote, her relationship with John is certainly interesting, one insider tells us, but it's not the only reason producers want Alexis back. She's a dynamic personality who has a history with a good portion of the cast. Another source emphasizes, quote, nothing has been signed yet. Bellino has no comment.
Mm. I think there was also something else mentioning, like, she's got connections to Heather, Tamra, Emily, maybe?
Probably.
Oh, she filmed with Emily when she briefly came back. Yeah.
No, I think she's a natural fit. We were calling for her to come back before the John Jansen stuff.
Yeah. I'm right. Oh, speaking of John Jansen.
No eyebrows?
Shannon Bedore posted, like, what's the little thing that they hit? Was like, action.
Clapper.
The clapper. Action. Scene one, take one. With, like, the daughters and, like, Glam and the crew kicking off the new season.
Good. She's ready to fight. And then there's, like, all the drama between her and Tamra. And, like,
we're down on Amiga. We're picking up Amigas.
Angie Kay's an Amiga.
Angie Kay's an Amiga.
On the Tamra side.
Mm. Emily Simpson is an Amiga.
Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia Bailey's an Amiga.
Yeah.
There's Amigas abound. We've never covered Orange County so much in the off season in our entire lives.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it though. It's like, I'm so excited. Now that like we had this great season, this great reunion.
With a beautiful set.
With a beautiful set. And Dan loves the gowns. Beautiful gowns. I'm ready.
Mm. I'm ready.
We need to talk about New York.
Oh.
Any news?
No.
I will say today, Sai, Uba, and Aaron posted a TikTok together.
Oh.
So maybe they're getting ready.
Interesting. I saw Joe Gunn tweet, what are the New York girls doing? Does anyone have eyes on them? And one of those accounts that are like one of the accounts that I feel like knows what's going on.
Said spring. Mm-hmm.
And I was calling for spring.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want two winters in a row.
Yeah. I mean, like, if we do winter, we want, like, the Christmas winter, not the...
Drudgy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is Matt Drudge still around?
Only on, like, Monica...
American Crime Story, played by Billy Eichner. Yeah.
Yes, that was something. That was like Billy's best role.
I
was
I mean, his best role after The Street.
Oh, it's like The Street first and then Drudge.
It is wild. Like, I know you're not on TikTok, but like the way The Street is still alive and well on TikTok is
and
wild.
And like other people are monetizing it.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, let's hit the streets of the various cities of Housewives.
Let's go to Austin to be with Potomac.
Okay.
I will say. People are dogging this season.
Mm.
This episode I loved.
There's fun to be had.
Yeah.
It is a little disorienting hitting play on this episode when like the last one was almost a month ago.
I know. And I think that's part of the problem. People feel like we've been in Austin for so long, but it hasn't been that long.
Like, they've only been there for 3 days.
Yeah. Also, I've heard a thing in the streets that, like, Austin is more under construction, like, these days than it's ever been.
YIMBY vibes.
Like, they're literally, like, trying to stop Austin from being weird.
So the people who are complaining about that are the NIMBYs. And the YIMBYs are the construction workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta say, we talked about this already a few minutes ago. Candace, one of my top girls. I disagreed with her a little bit by the pool. When it was Candace, Wendy, and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy reveals to Karen about Wendy's mom. And how she's in the hospital. Like, she checked in the hospital as they, like, landed. And Candace was in the confessional, said like, oh, you know, I love my girl Wendy, but like she should not be conflating the two. But it's like, if I got this chick telling me about all this shit my mom is doing, mm-hmm. and my mom's in the hospital, I'm gonna fucking go wild.
Yeah.
Like I, she doesn't need to know that my mom's in the hospital, but I'm gonna go wild.
Exactly. Like I will be stressed out. I will have anxiety. I'll feel bad because this woman's going after my mom. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And like Wendy doesn't owe it to NECA to be like, I am feeling upset that you are saying this because my mom's in the hospital, but like she can feel and react like however she wants. Reacting. Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So then that was like not great for me and my girl Candace.
Yeah, but it.
Yeah. Okay. Karen's art.
Okay. So the fact that we were going to have two painting sessions during this trip.
So no, I beg to differ. I want to say like we were going to paint the vaginas and then like production's like, we spent the fucking money on this shit. Like
we went to Michael's.
Can we please use this? So then like Jizzy and Ashley came up with like reason number two to use these things.
Yeah. Okay. So
I wrote down each one.
Sure. Yeah. But okay. Before we get to that,
oh,
I will say, and I don't want to sound like too much of a Jizzy fan, but I feel like this was a good episode for her.
Relax.
Why?
How is it good for her? Just because like, she's the hosting it?
And like her and Karen are great together.
Okay. Interesting.
And I mean like she had a moment at dinner, but she wasn't like the worst at dinner. Ashley's the worst.
No, she, I don't know. We'll get to
okay.
That. Okay, let's get to the art. First, Ashley's, which is a tribute to, I think we might have given this as Karen's most iconic moment.
The press conference. Yeah.
So it's always good to see. And like the famous image of like, of Karen, like one arm's like wrapped around her like stomach and the other one's mm-hmm. like sticking out. I love that they use that particular image. I bet you they like Googled like Karen Huger press conference and that's the image that comes up.
Yeah. The only thing missing was that gay guy that she's always with.
Yeah. He should have been in the corner. Okay. So Ashley, great art. All right. Next up, Wendy. The mole has two hairs. And like Karen is just fucking rolling with it. She's rolling with all of them.
Karen during this entire scene, this is why she's like the fucking MVP of Potomac.
Yeah.
And like one of the most top tier housewives. Like just her reactions to everything was so incredible. Just like her like throwing back a Corona.
Oh, yeah.
Reacting.
She's like, I'm gonna go with my girl Ashley. I'm gonna have a Corona. Yeah. Okay. Next up, I bet NECA. Karen with a beard. And like the artistry here was really severely lacking.
Okay, but it wasn't as bad as what everyone was saying. And even like the next person who was after NECA was a worse illustration. NECA was like, mine was better than that.
No.
She just had like the neck shading, which was unfortunate. But sometimes you need to shade.
But like Karen's face looked like a bean. It was just like, it was bean shaped, bearded, like kind of pukey colored. The next art was actually like, could not be further from pukey covered. It was Candace's like abstract, surreal purple.
Oh yeah.
Face. It was almost like Great Gatsby-ian. Like the book cover with like the eye and the lighthouse.
And like the title was like, Karen isn't there, or like whatever,
or like royalty, and like I love it. Okay, Jizzy, we got face, boobs, hair part, lips, Jizzy, misspelling triple.
Exactly, great.
You can't spell triple without two P's.
I know. I appreciated the boobs and the misspelled triple.
Yeah. Okay, Mia, we have a whole.
Was this the farm scene?
Yeah.
Surrey County?
We have a whole like landscape here. We've got Karen, Surrey, tractor, fields, peanuts,
Ray on the tractor.
And then last but not least, Robin. And I got...
You have to give it to her.
You really got to give it to her because it's like, we've been through so much with these first 6.
Are we queens of Bravo giving it to Robin?
Are we La Robins? Oh my God. I'll jump out the window first. No. Robin drawing a beautiful Elon Musk X/Twitter checkmark. You got to give it to her.
You got to give it to her.
You got to give it to her. And, you know, we keep talking about triple 20, triple 20, triple 20. And it got me thinking, like, should I be embracing double 20?
There's a sadness of a white male doing that.
Okay. I'm just going to be sad here.
No, embrace 40. I'm 42. Mm.
So I'm 40. You're 42.
Yeah, even though I'm actually 36.
You've surpassed me. You're 42 now. Wow. Okay. Ashley, an ally to the drag community, traveling the world. She does like...
Yeah, but a member of the queer community.
Oh, yeah. She is a member of the queer community.
Yeah.
She said the drag community is under attack, and I am here to fight on the front lines.
Good.
And I'm going to bring the girls to a show. Some of the girls' first show, like Dr. Wendy.
I know. And I also like want to know like what kind of press release or social post like Oil Can Harry's put out to get the dolls.
Oh my God.
In the room. People wearing Karen Huger
La Dame shirts. T-shirts.
Yeah.
I was hollering.
It was so fun.
Yeah. But we have to, before we can have fun, we have to not have fun.
Oh yeah. At dinner.
We have to go to dinner. And we have to like go to a tapas restaurant.
And everyone orders their own thing.
I was very bewildered.
I caught that too. Because like Robin was like, oh, is this like a shared plate? And everyone was like, I'll have the steak.
Yeah. It was a little confusing there. Should have been like, just give us one of everything.
Exactly. Right? That's what you do. Yeah.
With this many girls.
And then like what you like, you order like more? A second round. Yeah.
Okay. Ashley is calling out Candace for like crying in the car.
Ashley.
So again, I am usually with my girl Candace, but I gotta say like Ashley's point of being like, listen, y'all could say whatever, but like I'm the one who will always like come here and say it.
I know, but for me, okay, so I see it both ways. For me, Ashley, sometimes it's like she's coming too hard all the time.
Mm-mm.
And I just like, I got Candace being like, I don't want to talk about this right now. And yeah. I know that we're on a TV show, so I know that's maybe not the energy you need to be bringing to the TV show. But like, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin, getting up. So she's like here in a fight. Getting up, going to another table, just to get into another fight.
I know.
With Juan. Juan, not turning on the FaceTime. What's wrong with your FaceTime? I don't have good service, but I'm folding laundry.
In your house? In your home, you probably have Wi-Fi?
Where you probably have the best of the services.
Yeah. Though my Wi-Fi has been weird this week.
Oh, my God.
Since the storm.
Well.
Since Superstorm, not Sandy, it's been, like, fucked up.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we had it to the drag show. I gotta say, I didn't write down every drag name because there was really only one that had me gagged and gooped.
Okay, who was it?
Who do you think it was?
I don't know.
Dr. Wendy, a first time drag connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
Her drag name being Dr. Lady Bon Quiqui Summers. I think that was the one that had me gagged.
Adding Summers to me was like, I can't believe you've never been to a drag show because like,
isn't... That's the touch.
Yeah. Isn't Summers like a big drag family?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere.
Alisa Summers?
Sure.
I think from season...
Two?
Two?
Yeah. So I love that. In the actual like hanging out there, I gotta say, NECA was a hater. Especially when like NECA was serving the least C in the bunch.
She was a hater. The hands down or whatever. Yeah.
But like
thumbs down.
That little like it was like a prom top and then That like frilly bottom thing.
Yeah.
A mismatch.
I also think if we're going to bring five on stage, let's get the rest up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're clearly here. This is like, I know it's a night out for a lot of queer people, but it's clearly, it clearly is a Potomac event. I mean, people are wearing Karen shirts.
I mean, it was very, I think we did break fourth wall.
We did because people, like, why other reason would people be wearing Karen Huger shirts at a bar in Austin, Texas?
The Ladoms are everywhere. Okay. Yeah. I had fun. Okay, so we had four shows this week. I would say this was like pretty fun.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We have Salt Lake City reunion.
Okay. Trampoline with Eyes highlight. We'll get to it. The set. Let's talk about the set first.
I'm into it. I'm into this idea of like, it is always going to be snowing. No matter where we go, there's snow.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Yeah.
Andy thinks it's bottom two of all reunion sets ever.
That's so silly to me.
And for context, he said this on the radio, I think yesterday, the day before, and the other one, which is another iconic set, is the season one jersey with the blue background and the weird chandeliers.
And like the black and white floor.
But that was the one that was parodied on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
He doesn't know always what's right. Is that harsh? he's not a set designer.
I know, but he named the set designer. I forget. I think the guy's name is Dave.
Oh my, so he's calling out Dave?
And it's the same guy who does all the sets, which is interesting.
He does every single set?
That's what he said. And it's interesting because, like, if this guy has that much versatility, think about it. Like, the range.
This man did Orange County season 17 set. And did Ugly Roni 14 set. There's something amiss here. Maybe he was sick.
But it's like, okay.
During Roni.
But like, think about it. Like, we do this podcast. Mm. Not every episode is up on the same level as every other episode.
Sure. What level is this one on?
I don't know. I called you a gooner like 2 minutes in.
No, last week's episode.
No,
that was a really good one.
Don't review your own podcast on a podcast, please.
Okay. So beautiful set, good set, snowy set, and I feel like these days a telltale sign that we have something going on. We're not like hanging out in the dressing room for like 20 minutes, like Andy, like we got stuff to get to, right?
Yeah, we're on set pretty early.
It's like, come on. Cameras up.
The thing is, one thing that I miss from old seasons of Housewives is us reporting live from a space that is in the city that we're in.
And it is on the time.
I know, but it's like, it used to be so fun. Like,
well,
the Atlanta Aquarium was once a destination. My friend's family owns it, so... Like, but like we used to, in New York, it was also fun because we'd be in like the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Well, they still do that in New York.
Yeah, but like we used to be able to like go to fun spaces. I'd like to be in the like Tabernacle at the...
That big thing that they won't even let them in.
I know.
The Tabernacle. You're sick. Okay. We're talking about Jen, top of show, which I thought was interesting. And in the extended version, which I think like is canon, we're talking about Jen's innocence or lack thereof.
Okay, so I didn't get to watch this. So what was the con?
What was the con? Well, it was Jen. And they're like, yeah, we had to just like go along with it. Like all of us really felt like she was not innocent, even though she was saying she was innocent, but we feared speaking out because like then we would face retaliation online via social media.
What did like Meredith say? Was it basically that? Because she was the wild card.
It was actually like, I would say it was heavy on Lisa, Heather, and Whitney.
Okay.
Meredith, I don't feel like was saying a ton about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitney was like, well, I think I was the one questioning it the most. I was like, all right, relax, Detective Whitney.
Please.
Okay. So we're talking about Monica coming onto the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about that one of the first fights that she really had with against Lisa with the ring. And did Monica steal the ring thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that Monica would steal that ring. Like, while cameras around in an airport in Palm Springs.
Well, on the reunion, she's like, I didn't even enter the bathroom that you lost it in until like 20 minutes into the situation.
Yeah.
But obviously the conversation is like, well, you guys are like perpetuating this like theory that I stole the ring.
Sure. Yeah. I do like Lisa flipping the switch of like it going from $60,000 to actually it's a sentimental thing because I got it after Henry was born and it means something. And the new ring doesn't feel this. I have got the same ring again, but it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good.
She's a character.
She's good.
It's also like the way she uses Twitter.
It's actually like, art.
It should be studied in art history classes. Actually,
in art history, yeah. Our history class was actually one of the hardest.
Can I tell you? Oh my God. I went to Emerson freshman year and first semester, two of the classes I signed up for. The first class was an 8 a.m. class called What is Art? The second class was like an art history class.
Yeah.
I have never bombed in my studies more than I did that. I had to like really work hard to get my GPA up, 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 up. Do you get GPAs in college?
Yeah, you got GPAs.
Yeah. I ended college with a good GPA. I got at least a D in one of those classes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is art? I don't fucking know. Okay. I'm reviewing Housewives now.
So, well, we're reviewing the highest of art. In high school, we had art history. And I remember, like, these fucking tests slash quizzes where it's on the screen. She's showing the fucking art piece. And I have to write down which artist drew it. Are you kidding me? Are you, like, you had to memorize.
Yeah.
Who drew all this shit?
Yeah.
Who cares which one, like... I don't need to memorize that.
Yeah. I had that. And then fucking 18-year-old me had to theorize on what is art. I don't know. And like, I thought I was going to be so intellectual going to college.
And then the bimbo jumped.
And then the bimbo really did jump.
Art. Okay. Monica, Jen Shaw's free assistant.
Okay. So we worked here as unpaid interns for years.
For many years.
But we never had children while doing so.
Oh my God.
We now get paid, by the way.
Meagerly. Don't feel like our pockets are lined with gold coins.
Actually, sign up for Patreon.
Please.
We're begging.
On my friggin' knees. Okay. So Monica, she is Jen's free assistant. But the way she's like describing it is like, she, like, at first, like, she's my friend. And then I was doing it because I was her friend. And then we get the voice recording of like, oh, like, Kim Kardashian
started as an assistant.
Of course, I'm like, I'm using this as a stepping stone. I'm using it as a learning experience. But like, you're not using it as a learning experience. You're using it to be on the show. You're not learning assistantry.
Some of the things could be something that a friend would help you out with. Mm. But not all of it.
Yeah. Especially with four children.
I know. In a Range Rover under a carport.
Wait, oh, no. I gotta say.
And I'm sorry. I come from a carport home experience. Mm. So I can say that.
Okay. So why is that bad?
I think it's more...
Well, it's less here, about... Here, if you have a carport, you're like good as gold.
It's more about how she spends her money and her priorities with her money.
Oh, no. I'm talking about how is a carport bad?
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, right. So it's not bad. But, like, it's how Monica spends her money. So she's spending it on purses and the car instead of, like, prioritizing, like, a better home for her family.
Okay, I got another gag for you. Okay. Another gag from the extended version. We get into, like, the divorce and child support and how much money she's getting from child support in the extended version.
How much?
And it's revealed that she's getting $6,600 a month.
Okay.
And I feel like this gave more context to Angie trying to drag Monica and Monica being furious over it. Because Angie says, you're spending your children's money on a fucking purse.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Monica loses her mind over that.
Yeah.
That makes more sense after we learn that a substantial amount of her income is from the child support. Because we also learn in the extended version that Monica's business earned $0.
Right.
Because she had to shut it down during COVID, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what the business... Like, she's selling blankets. And Heather's saying, I ordered a blanket and never received it. And my manufacturing shut down, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, like, there's... So much of what aired on TV makes more sense if you watch the extended version on Peacock.
Yeah. And $6,600 a month is a good chunk of change, but we also have to keep in mind there's four children.
Yeah.
So.
And the home.
Yeah. And I'm like, for me, that's great. But I don't know for everyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Monica dragging the show.
Do you think that this could like be
a bad thing for her to say?
Well, yeah. But like, do you think this could get her fired?
I gotta say, like, there was a... I feel like that was not great, and Andy actually obviously made a face.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of points where, like, Andy was, like, feeling it with her.
Yeah, but then there was also points where, like, Andy was, like, defending Angie K against Monica.
Well, yeah, but But that's... He's gotta defend everyone against everyone. But yeah. I think, like, the fact that, like, he's feeling it with her sitting next to him is, like, worth something.
Yeah. It's... She's also, like... She's not the show, but I mean, like, we wouldn't have these ratings without what she did.
Yeah.
It's like her and Heather right now are, like, the two golden cows or whatever.
Two golden cows.
Wait, no, should I not say that?
No, I mean, that is a saying. That is a saying. But, so I think Variety reported 2 million for the finale.
Wow.
That's, like... Pumpian.
Also, the fact that like Bravo is now releasing ratings plus streaming to Variety and other places, I think is very interesting.
Why?
Because the like Nielsen ratings come out and they don't seem to be as high as like other things, but I mean, like, the Salt Lake City Nielsen stuff came out, and it was 800,000 viewers, which is, like,
great.
Double from earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. for sure. Yeah. We have Meredith, like, lawyering with Andy.
I will say, Meredith, to me... kind of MVP for the episode.
Relax.
No, I think, like, when she speaks...
they listen.
Everyone listens.
Stop. Okay, the way... But, like, I do gotta give it to her. Like, she was lawyering. She put her lawyering wig, like, Gina Liano on when he was like, well, the rumors about her marriage. And she's like, well...
I only talked about the husband.
I talked about the husband. Not the marriage... The husband's not about the marriage.
And as somebody who recently sat on jury duty, I say...
You gotta listen to the evidence.
Yeah, gotta listen to the evidence, as Miss Judge told me. I miss her. Sometimes I, like, wish I will, like, run into her. And she'll be like, juror number 7? I'll be like, yeah.
And you'd be like, mother? Okay.
I also fantasize about running into the one chic other juror who helped me along the way.
It's like when you only saw once out of footprints in the sand, like juror, chic juror was carrying you. That's so sick. Okay. I gotta give it to Angie. I didn't know she had it in her.
I know.
Cause sometimes it's like, it feels like, you know, like when like an electronic, like back in the day, when you have like batteries in the electronic and the batteries are almost dead and like the electronic is like running in slow motion a little bit. That's like Angie regular. Like Angie got like a new set of batteries for the reunion.
She's like a Furby who usually is like kind of slow.
Like a Teddy Ruxpin like reading you the fucking story. And he's like, and then the bird flew. In the... Like that's normally Angie. Like Teddy's got a fresh set. He's ready to go. He's saying, you're a fucking Range Rover under a car apart. Spending your kids' money on a fucking purse. And then like it hits so different in Peacock.
Yeah.
I'm like not sponsored by Peacock, but like we're pushing it.
Oh, Peacock, please sponsor us.
Like I think this would be great brand integration.
Yeah. We would dress up in Peacock costumes and go to Rockefeller Center.
This is a famously not a visual medium that we're participating in. Okay. Anything else you have to say about Salt Lake?
Yeah, I touched on it at the beginning, but trampling with eyes, and then her explaining how it's a compliment because her face is not wrinkled.
Did she lie?
And Andy's face during that. Mm. And then was she like trying to gesture towards Monica when she said wrinkled?
Well, because Monica kept talking about how wrinkled Lisa is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa's beautiful.
Relax. The social media, that one post
of them taking selfies
is so funny.
The best one is somebody posted just the Angie K one and said, POV, Angie K is strangling you.
The girls actually online make such funny Angie K memes. It's almost like, okay, here's the thing with Angie K. Angie K is like the equivalent of all the girls that we stand and then flopped, but then like the greater society stand Angie K and she rose up.
It's like someone was saying, like, she keeps on like making mistakes as far as like whatever her existence in Housewives is, but like the mistake actually becomes why she's an icon.
Well, I think isn't her profile picture like her little like Amish woman bonnet.
The bonnet with the glasses.
Isn't that her icon right now?
We need to cast her. Get Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks on the horn. We need to cast her on like the next My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I think we're on 4 if we do another one.
That would actually be like such a great cameo moment, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Why don't we hop in the Sprinter van and go to Ojai.
Oh, hi.
I want to drive off the cliff.
Okay, first of all, did you notice Crystal, for once in her life, woke up and decided to get a little SponCon for her very successful coconut water brand?
Mm.
She brought some for the sprinter to Ojai.
I did not notice, but you brought it to my attention.
Yeah. She carried it in. I thought it was a good attempt. I think we should support her. I like her.
Okay. I have to put to bed my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Remember the Sutton date conspiracy theory?
Mm-hmm.
She did talk about the most recent date on the Sprinter van.
Yes.
So like the theory that she filmed all these dates after is kaput.
Yeah, I knew that was wrong.
Okay. Okay. I'm hearing the chimes of Duolingo as we record from downstairs. I gotta say, I think my Duolingo has been paying off. It was like when Dorit was talking to the olive oil store owner, I was following along.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And then also like she's saying the most basic words.
Sure. Yeah. Kyle shopping.
The shopping speech.
She now like has unlimited money, it feels like. Mm. Like she's maybe one of the most wealthy housewives to ever be in the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, must be nice. I'm like, I would like to buy something every day. And she
What do you want to buy?
I don't know, but like to go into a store with like no agenda and just be like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. And like buy bags and bags worth of stuff.
The store loves her. I'll tell you that much.
Was that wasn't like put on. That was real, right?
Well, she carried the bags out in the shopping bags.
Yeah. With like four people.
Yeah. She needed a whole team, a team of doctors to carry out those bags. Okay. Kyle wants to move into the woods, but Portia needs to finish school first. But when Portia's done, I'm going to choose where I want to live. Now, what? You are going to choose where you want to live? Yeah. You and your husband are not going to choose where you want to live?
Well, this episode did a lot of work for figuring out where Kyle and Mauricio stand now, didn't it?
I painted a beautiful picture.
Yeah. I also don't believe she's moving to the woods unless there's like a nice set of woods in Beverly Hills.
Why?
Because she was born in this town.
Actually, like when she's talking about like the woods, I'm like, what happened to this town? Like we've been talking about this town for fucking years.
Yeah. Maybe a second house in the woods.
Mm. Okay. So while in Ojai, we have this lunch where like we are proving to each other and to our audience, how much fun we are.
Okay, first of all,
this made me sick to my stomach.
This is a housewives trope that has gotten out of control.
Mm.
The games at dinner.
Mm.
And it started with somebody asking a question without cards. Now we need cards.
Yeah.
And we've done cards twice in Beverly Hills this season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we did it in Las Vegas as well.
I can't believe Las Vegas is the season.
Okay. The only time I would do a card game like this with any friends was Friendsgivings I used to have. Mm. And we'd play like Cards Against Humanity.
But that was also like a mishmash.
Yeah, it was a mishmash. And we'd play it like after dinner. He had already been like having conversations.
Mm.
So it, like we were already like 4 or 5 hours deep. The fact that this group of people needs to have a card game just to conversate.
Just to conversate.
And like Sutton's like, this is the Kyle I know and love. After licking her feet.
This is my sister.
Yeah.
I am the fourth Richard's sister.
Wait, is it, do people kiss Jesus's feet? Or is it the other way around? Does he kiss feet?
No, we're washing the feet.
Okay. So Sutton
washes with the tongue.
Disciple of Kyle.
A disciple?
A disciple?
Disciple.
I went to Catholic stuff for years and I don't remember a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Except for Judas.
Did you see?
Billie Eilish, yeah.
No.
Okay.
There's a movie in someone's yes! brain with Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone
playing Jesus and Judas. Isn't it like, it's not that guy.
Lawrence Orskeezy?
Yeah.
Orskeezy? You know who I bet? I bet it's his little daughter because she's the brains of the operation.
She's the TikTok gal.
She's the brains of the operation at this point.
She's pulling the strings. No, I will see that.
Mm.
And if they don't put like a stripped down version of Judas by Lady Gaga on the soundtrack.
I've been saying the words. I'm just like making the sound.
She has a lyric like that's like ear condom.
Ear condom?
Yeah, look up the lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go to Genius.
Okay, so yeah, Sutton's licking feet, and then like Sutton's like putting her tongue in Dorit's mouth, and then there's the Kyle like, would you date a woman moment?
Yeah,
which like okay,
great. Okay, so we're back with Garcelle and the boys again,
making a lasagna. Garfield's around.
I feel like we've filmed so many scenes with the boys this season.
I actually like the scenes with the boys. Is that unpopular?
I don't know if it's unpopular or popular. It's just interesting because like what originally like it sounded like they were annoyed she was doing the show.
And but now they're all in.
Now we're like bit characters.
We're doing comedy. We're pouring cereal.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lasagna in the oven.
I'm a grown boy.
I want to make a lasagna.
Oh,
I think
Joy Behar's.
I think before winter's over, I'm going to make Joy Behar's lasagna.
You should. Have you ever made Joy Behar's lasagna?
No.
Mm-mm. I wish I could partake, but I'll cheer you on from
just bring an EpiPen.
Just like stuff it down my gullet and then like stab my thigh. Yeah. That sounds like a plan. Okay. So last week, like the Dorit and Garcelle scene felt 2 hours long, and the Dorit PK PTSD scene felt an additional 2 hours long.
Okay, so we are in couples therapy with like...
I don't even know if it's couples therapy. Is this
really a therapist?
I think it might be like a trauma specialist.
Okay, and so before couples therapy, PK's drinking beer, and then the doorbell rings, and he goes to like pizza that's perched on a random ledge in their home. And it's not good.
Yeah. These two. And the confessionals that were there talking about each other. How do you come back from that?
I know. And then like the therapist like was siding with PK a lot. And I was like, what are we doing?
Mm-mm.
Because like, I like this happened to Reed. She's traumatized. She's allowed to feel how she feels without like, her husband being like, no, no, no.
I think they're both incredibly obnoxious.
Okay.
I think Dorit and PK are very obnoxious.
Okay. Well, Dorit outside of these scenes to me is obnoxious sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. I used to be like a Dorit fan.
You were the biggest fan.
One of the biggest. Yeah. And you may have caught her online or in the flesh. For her Peter Pan debut. And she's giving like a Fran Drescher interpretation of Mermaid in Peter Pan.
Well, yeah. So she played multiple roles.
Oh, she comes out as mother and like the crowd goes wild.
And was yelling Dorit, Dorit, Dorit.
And she's like shushing them and then she's like riling them up.
Yeah. So she's mother, mermaid, and then she like sings at some point. This is a tradition I wish we had in the U.S.
Mm.
Pantomime?
Pantomime.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I think that's it until the event Kyle's hosting for a friend.
Yeah.
And we've got three sisters in a car. We've got, like, these are what the Richards sisters should be.
Okay.
It's Kyle Richards, Teddy Richards, Morgan Richards.
Shut up.
They're like, listen, we wake up, we talk to each other. We go to sleep, we talk to each other. We know what's going on in each other's lives,
yeah.
Family, kids, duh. Another club, receipts, proof, timeline.
Yeah. Well, realistically, not to be like, I know you're making a joke, but like, because Laureen was that for Kyle, I'm sure she actually is probably leaning on these two women a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually just like, I enjoyed this entire scene, and not enjoyed, but like, I thought this entire segment was well done for the most part. There were like interesting things where like Kyle's personal assistant was trying to tell her the rundown of like the event, and then she heard Morgan,
the beautiful voice,
playing,
and the songstress.
She went to go look at her.
It was like, it's like the Little Mermaid singing on the rock, and like Prince Eric needs to go like listen to her.
Yeah. Glam by Pam was there.
Glam by Pam is there. But I want to like just circle back to Teddy and then recircle, because like essentially she's like to the audience, to producer, to Bravo, to Andy, this is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like you must accept her as she is.
But like, Teddy will tell it a different way.
Oh.
Teddy will go on 2 Teas in a Pod.
Oh, tell me.
And say, and I don't listen as religiously as I used to, which is actually a sick sentence so to say.
So you're almost like a Satanist at this point.
No, but Teddy used to be like, I think like last season she was like, oh, I kept on being asked back, but I said no. But now she's in. But like also this is like an important event for her to be at.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we got that. And then I actually enjoyed Teddy Garcelle in that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Which also Teddy's already clapped back at.
Oh, she clapped back.
She's like, well, I only said that because she called me that once. And like, it's like, come on, just like have a sense of humor.
Okay. Morgan's sexy song for a celebration of life. Why this song?
Can't we sing like Imagine?
Oh no, you know what? Oh, you know what I love? Beyonce, Heaven Couldn't Wait For You.
I would cry. I'm crying.
I won't cry. I'm gonna cry. To quote Sutton. But then like we don't have the rights. I get it. But like there's gotta be something in the oeuvre of Morgan Wade.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. That has gotta be copyright free.
Yeah.
At this point.
Or like Morgan Wade, you don't have a song that's not about sex?
I look at your sexy body.
That's
what she sounded like to me.
Okay, during that moment, and there's other moments I need to touch on, but during that moment when Faye Resnick was hugging Kim.
Cradling
Kim from the back. I was like, that's a sisterhood.
It's like Rob Reboot 2.0, Faye Kim.
Yeah.
And we build out from there.
Please.
On my friggin' knees.
Other moments. Mm. Okay.
Kyle feeding Morgan. Dorit watching.
Fruit.
Cantaloupe, because she doesn't like. You just don't like cantaloupe.
I just don't like cantaloupe. Also, Morgan Wade is 28.
Yeah, and then that's why in the song she sings, you say I'm too young for you, but I'm so sexy. But Dorit talking about the fateful London dinner, the very last dinner,
where Dorit, it's like you're getting a little sus here. Where she's like, there was one person who was out of place.
Yeah, the queer woman.
It's like, why Hello? Is this queer woman here?
Get her out of here.
Fucking Anne Marie.
Madonna Mia.
Who were like, she tried to tell people how to pronounce her name. So it's Anna Marie, but it's spelled Anne Marie.
Yeah. But no one calls her Anna Marie.
And she's like, coming here at this event that's about like suicide and talking about Sutton's esophagus.
And talking about how it could be an eating disorder to the cast woman, member. Yeah. Who's like one of her major storylines through her like three seasons at this point is like struggling with her eating disorder.
Yeah. And to Sutton's best friend
on the other side. Anna Marie, like, also she came in like halfway through the season, missed like one big event after she joined. It's just kind of like lip syncing for her life a little bit.
In like a weird way.
Like not, it's like not.
And to Sutton's point, later when Garcelle comes to like tell her, Sutton's like, I am an ambassador for this organization.
Yeah.
I had a dad who died by suicide.
Yeah.
Like, tell her not to come near me at this event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please. Which like, I was afraid that when Sutton was talking to Dorit, I was afraid, and maybe I wasn't giving Dorit enough credit, but I was really afraid that Dorit was going to be like, Sutton's making this event all about her.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, actually, like, it kind of is about
her. Yeah, sure. When we saw the collection of photographs of Sutton, the one of her and her dad, like, during Sutton's wedding, not wedding, like, communion or something, Sutton looked exactly like her daughter.
Yeah.
Porter? Yeah.
Even, like, when we see Porter on the show, they look so much alike. Mm. And people have made comments about, like, how Porter isn't really fitting into, like, the common LA thing where she's not, like, doing makeup and, like, getting work done like LA girls her age are.
Mm.
But, yeah, she looks exactly like her.
Yeah. We've got Kyle's four daughters there, but no Mo.
I actually do think it's really fucked up Mo's not there.
Yeah, of course.
Like, majorly. Like, you could have rescheduled a business meeting. I'm sorry. It's the anniversary of your wife's best friend dying by suicide.
Yeah.
Like, get there. Even if you're estranged a little bit.
But it seems like she doesn't even want him there.
I know, but it's like,
what? We were talking about this during dinner. How, like, every season is, like, having, like, a big event, a big moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously the Kyle and Mo thing is, like, the big moment, but, like, it's such, like, a fart in the wind.
It's not a fart in the wind. Like, people are talking about it. Like, it is in a way, but, like, people are talking about it, but, like, it's not culminated in such a big event because they're doing enough as a family to, like, keep up appearances.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, we're dropping everything for something. Like, every time Mo's been seen with a woman, then there's like a family photo.
And then Kyle's seen with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all I got.
I will say I was entertained by this episode, and I actually like, I really did like sentimentally, I felt it was like a nice tribute to Kyle's friends.
Yes. I do have to say, bigger picture, it's like, I need them to just drop having two Housewives shows in one night.
Yeah.
It's actually like too much.
Yeah, I agree. And like, I know Monday is big Below Deck moments, but like, let's put a Housewife before Below Deck or after Below Deck or something.
Please. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Okay. Miami. Marisol getting a full mojito holder scene
with Lisa Barlow's sons.
Well, I mean, Lisa Barlow's sons, like, it's TikTok sons, really.
Like, who knew that the mission was to Miami?
He was like on his way to Columbia.
No, but like, one of them actually did look like Jack Barlow. And I know it's like, it is like the TikTok hair similar look, but like, I was like, wow.
Isn't that crazy that, like, the kids have one look and then they all do that?
It's what happens in culture, babe.
That's like, what happens.
Look at gay people our age. Mm. We all have the same fucking haircut.
Yeah. No, I'm going to chop it off.
Okay.
I really am. Okay, Nicole, Julia, visiting their third sister, Gertie. It's like, these are the three mojito holder new class.
I know. There's always a blue Gatorade around.
Oh, I miss that. Julia has never been more caught in the middle than this season of her three seasons.
I know. I kind of love it.
I do love it. She's like, it's like, she's dangling in between so many. It's like Alexia, Nicole, Adriana. She's like dangling in between all three of them right now.
And like, she has like somewhat of a conscience. So
yeah.
It's like, she's like pained by it.
She's pained by it. Yeah.
Oh, but can we give it up for Russell?
Yeah, we'll give it up for Russell.
Let's give him a kiss.
Okay. Lisa and Logan going to the bank. This poor child.
I turned on Lisa and Larissa's Watch Happens Live last night.
Oh, tell me.
And I had to turn it off.
Oh, I gotta say.
Vicky Gunvalson snoring.
Oh, I thought Vicky Gunvalson. No, they were, I mean, I would say Lisa in particular was serving C on Watch Happens Live.
In what way?
In a look way.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I only saw her serve C in like a promo.
Okay. If you think that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. So we're in the bank. We're out the bank. Larsa, Sophia, Marcus. Now this is, I was like laughing when she's saying Sophia wanted to go to high school in LA, but I love Miami. What could I say? And it's like oh, is that it?
Also, like, I'm not a parent, but like, wanting, just like a child wanting to go
somewhere, to
school somewhere. And then she was like, being like, oh, Sophia, my twin. I'm like, I hate when parents do that. Mm. I do not like when a parent calls their child their twin or their best friend.
Mm.
It means you need to get a twin and a best friend.
Oh my God.
Someone your own age.
All right. But apparently Sophia is best friends with Marcus.
Good.
Because they're teaming up against Larsa.
Good.
I got to say, like, Marcus is camera ready.
I think I have I'm unfortunately going to say this. Trader starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm afraid we're going to fall in love with Marcus on that show.
So.
Like Larsa did.
To go back to like Nini on Carlos King. Star quality.
Sure. Yeah.
And like, men rarely have star quality.
Well, he comes from one of the biggest stars.
Yeah.
Who are we obsessed with? Space Jam.
A star was born.
Yeah.
From a star.
His dad knows Bugs Bunny. And Daffy Duck. And Lola Bunny. Remember how hot she was?
She was sexy. Does he know Buster and Babs, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He knows Bill Murray. Because remember, Bill Murray was randomly in that movie?
Okay. Marcus, he has a future. Okay. Alexia looking for the apartment. And, okay. Here's the gag. The current place being less expensive than this place they're looking at. It's a gag.
COVID. Didn't they start renting the current place during COVID? Was it COVID prices?
Here's just the thing. I don't even think it's COVID. I think like a lot of the girls have been running to the greater Miami area.
Well, because of Ron DeSantis. It is true. Like,
they love Ron. So they're like, how close can I get to Ron? Right?
And his high heels.
It's like very like Beyonce, like 6-inch heels. He walked in the club like nobody's business. So the rents are too damn high, right?
They are here too, but
you got a good deal.
I did.
You better relax. Okay.
It's just like wild seeing that rent price is more expensive than when I started in the workforce. Like, a month is more expensive than, like, my salary for a year from when I started in the workforce.
For her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, you were losing. I was, like, getting lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, maybe every apartment looks like Aviva's Miami apartment, but that apartment reminded me of Aviva's apartment.
Sure. Okay. Marisol's gifting party. Very Zaraninian.
True.
Right?
And, I mean, Marisol's been at every one.
I know. So it's like, kind of like she went there to learn.
Yeah.
Although we learned that, like, this is like kind of a relic of the Patton group.
True.
From start to finish, from like the beginning of the episode to this, it's kind of like Marisol should be a mojito holder.
She really should. I also just like really like her house. Like, it would be manageable for me.
It'd be manageable. I would love.
Like the ghosts. Hello.
I love a floor plan. I want to see a floor plan.
Yeah. What if Jack Barlow can live there? Jack? Is his name even Jack?
Are the Suns living there? Like, how do we go three seasons and like learn that there are other men here?
It seems like they stay.
Oh, they stay. Okay.
And like, imagine being a young straight man with Marisol Patton as your stepmother.
Well, she identifies as more as a sister.
No, but still, imagine, like, I was thinking the entire time that they were on screen, I was like, imagine having this woman in your life.
I mean,
like a woman who's manufactured for gay men and straight women.
Yeah. Okay. A gifting party. Alexia enters. Bro. It's like, it actually, like, they put straight men to shame. Because, like, sometimes you're around a straight, like, a few too many straight men, and they're, like, broing each other to death.
Yeah.
Like, these two are broing each other to death.
It's giving us saying, gummer.
Gummer. Rest in peace. Meryl's husband. Okay. Adriana being a full-blown troll. Like, trolly. And then when she and Julia are talking to each other, what language are they speaking?
Oh, no.
So it's not Spanish, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not
Russian.
It's not Russian. I know Julia has like a daughter in France, but it did not sound French. To me, it almost sounded like Portuguese a little bit.
Okay.
But then I think like Portuguese, I feel like a Spanish-speaking person could pick up on Portuguese a little bit.
Maybe it's like, you know, like Simlish?
They were speaking Simlish. No.
I did love that, like, Alexia and Marisol excused Adriana for like having a part in the Anna thing, being like, oh, well, she's just like evil. Like, it doesn't matter.
So that's what I like really could not wrap my head around. Cause like in confessional, they're saying it. So it's like when you're in confessional, you already have all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh yeah, well, no, we know Adriana brought her, but like, we still want to nail Dr. Nicole to the cross.
Yeah. I think maybe it is a little because they were kind of letting Nicole in earlier in the season and like late last season. And maybe that's it. But also like those two are like dingbats. So like, especially Alexia, like neither of them ever know like what they're talking about.
What's up from down, yeah.
I mean, it's like she's the Teresa of Miami.
Well, Alexia Giudice is back this episode. Especially when Lisa arrives and she's like, the star is here. And then they get into a fight because she's calling herself the star.
And because she's like late.
But it's not Alexia's party. Like, who cares? Like, why do you care?
Okay, so let's think about this.
So then they have to stay there till she arrives? Is that why they're fighting?
Maybe. Who is the star of Miami, though, would you say?
It makes me like sick to my stomach to even say this, but to some degree, it's Larsa.
Oh no.
No, but not the star, not my star, but I think like she is the reason they cast her is that she is a bringer of public interest.
Sure. I mean, more like oh, the okay. center.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's like, she's obviously, she's the most famous.
Yeah.
But like, she's not the center of the show.
Okay. I would say since last season, it became Lisa from Alexia.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But then Troll Me is like Mary Soul and Adriana.
Well, I mean, you're giving like...
Actually, I think Adriana could be argued.
Well, no, Adriana is like the aficionado's star. The true lover of Housewives. But it's not like the person who's like turning on Miami.
Yeah. Another thing I want to ask. Okay. So we talked a little bit at dinner and on here about like how all these shows are having like a big moment and Miami hasn't had a big moment this season. And some people have said that it's slowed down. I still enjoy watching.
So actually like in a way,
Gertie's
like cancer diagnosis is the moment that like everything is kind of orbiting a little bit, which it did this episode.
But it's not the thing I think people are saying. Not people are saying.
It's not like a showstopper.
It's not a showstopper. It's not something you can like gossip about. Because yeah. It's like a sad moment.
But it's actually, but I do think it's an interesting thing to be happening in this episode, for example, of like
when she leaves,
when she's like. I actually like could not even figure out what, on a second watch, could not figure out what Lisa and Alexia were fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I can't. Like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I worry. So, like, she did that. And I worry that people of that group are gonna, like, hold that against her.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, there's
I mean, Larsa's been in, like, the press. Your star, Larsa, has been in the press.
No. Not my star, Larsa. The person who casted Larsa onto Traitors is star, Larsa.
True.
Yeah.
Anything else from Miami?
No. Miami.
Okay, well, let us get to...
Our Freak of the Week.
And our one true queen.
Okay, our freak of the week.
So, here's the thing. We need our U.S. government to get a little more serious. And there is a representative named Robert Garcia, who I think represents Long Beach, California, who gave a speech in a committee where he... quoted Heather Gay and said, receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots, and everything we need to prove Donald Trump took illegal payments from foreign governments. And he tweeted it and used the painting fingers emoji, which I thought we were done with in like 2015.
But... yeah, I haven't seen a painted finger emoji in a while.
And like, we love when people quote these shows. We love these shows, obviously.
But not in and the government.
I think in theory, I probably agree with him in like what he's trying to accomplish here. But I don't need our Congress people to be quoting Real Housewives necessarily. Mm. Unless they're like on like the Tonight Show or on The View or something.
Yeah, not in session.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe on Jimmy Kim.
Maybe on Jimmy Kim, on Jimmy Fallon, on Andy Coe.
Andy Co.
On Joy Behar. Oh, remember when Joy Behar had her HLN show?
When she was on Boz?
Those were the days. No, she wasn't even on Boz. Oh, yeah, she did both.
You're right. Okay. Our one true queen. Actually, this is like a great segue into a greater conversation, but obviously we talked already about how the Tres Amigos are no more. Vicky and Shannon are going on the road together. They posted like an AI-generated promo shot. And
one of the Trumps is going to host.
Doug
Budin.
And so Tamara's on the outs. Tamara had like a promo tweet weeks ago.
From last year.
Don't be like a... I haven't seen you since last year kind of person. Get out of here, Brendan. Tamara tweeted on December 22nd, 2023. You don't want to miss this. 3 weeks out from the U.S. Traitors season 2 premiere. See you January 12th on Peacock. Devil emoji, sword emoji, money bag emoji. And then her promo shot. Vicky this week scrolled back found the tweet, replied, and unfortunately, this is one true queen behavior. Responded, I'm gonna cry. Perfect show for you.
And like the best part for me is that she uses 4 exclamation points, which like is very like our culture.
Perfect show for you.
And like Tamara did clap back, oh, but like God. Vicky doing this is more queeny than Tamara clapping back.
Yeah, no, Tamara's response is perfect. But just this coming from Vicky is just so funny.
And it's just like, I think people have been talking a lot recently about like how the Salt Lake City Housewives are using Twitter in a way that we did probably like 10 years ago, and sure. How it's refreshing. And this is back to that.
This is of that nature.
Yeah. And not that we're endorsing using a product by Elon Musk, but we're still there.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of traders, as you're listening to this episode, first 3 episodes are available. You better get on board because we're going to be talking about it.
What time do you think they go online?
Me at midnight.
Okay, well, I have tomorrow off, so maybe I'll watch the first episode at midnight.
Oh my God, shut up.
Okay.
No, I think I'm going to like keep it off the internet as much as possible tomorrow. Well, people spoil. People are pigs. I don't trust anyone. Okay. Like, everyone's a traitor. Right? Wow.
Well, I already know.
I'm a faithful.
I already know a spoiler.
Well, you're giving traitor behavior.
It like
right
came
now.
To me in a place that I was not expecting traitors spoilers.
Okay. I don't want to hear it. But we will be talking about it next week. So you should be watching. And
we're doing main show traitors, right?
Oh, yeah. Main show traitors. Because it will be moving to Thursdays at 9 p.m. on Peacock, interestingly enough. So head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, including Patreon. We have a meaty pre-show, Golden Globes, movies, books, video games,
drag
TV
race.
Shows, Drag Race, another club, receipts,
proofs.
Okay, so do that, and you'll support us. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please reach me.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.